Thanks for customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I am calling in reference to a transaction that I had with you folks. What happened was, I don't know, but anyway, there was an account credited to my account, which I didn't order. And they were supposed to return my money. Well, she told me there'd be a $5 charge for whatever, and they told me they refund $45. Okay? So far?
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
Zip code 17859.
And what was your first and last name?
Rod Carey. C-A-R-E-Y.
Yes, sir. I have an account for June Carey.
Yep.
And your mailing address?
I'm sorry?
Your mailing address?
186 West Overlook, Orangeville, Pennsylvania, 17859.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
All right. And you can put that on, just turn it low.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you see there was a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner? In order to be eligible for that, you would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bitesub. But this account was canceled, and there was a $45 refund issued on the 16th of February. That takes three to five days to post.
When was it? It was already posted to my account. And yesterday, then I went up there today, and it's gone. So what happened? Did your company pull it back?
No, sir. Our last charge was from February 14th, and that was for $48.89. But there was a $45 refund issued on the 16th.
Well, how come I haven't got it yet?
Yes, sir. Again, it takes 3 to 5 days for that to post.
Okay, I'll give it a few more days because it was on there and now it's gone. So the only thing I can figure out was you people put it on, but you took it back. You canceled it or something.
Yes, sir. We don't have a way to take a refund back.
You don't have any way?
No, sir. There's no way to take a refund back.
So I just have to wait for a few more days to see if it comes?
That's correct.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for my customer support.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day.
Bye.